510.9, is approved to accommodate the installation of an 8-foot-tall black vinyl-coated chain link fence in lieu of the minimum requirement of a 6-foot-tall site-proof wall or fence. Do we have a motion for that?
Motion.
All right, we got a motion for a second. Thank you, John and Jonathan, for that. Councilmember Sears.
Yeah, I like this change, and I like that it's coming forward in this way. What I want to just take the opportunity is to say to us, this is a lesson for us, because every time we've ever reviewed one of these, everybody, not everybody, a few people on the council have been insistent that we have the standard kind of fence that we write in every single time as a required fence. Site-proof fence with certain, of a certain type, and that sort of thing. I think we need to be this flexible in the future and say sometimes our standard is not correct for the spot. Sometimes it doesn't even make sense. Like when there's just a 300-foot railroad right-of-way behind or something like that. We just, I'm glad that we're dealing with this on this and taking care of the people who are concerned about it. And I think we need to be this flexible in the future with regard to this particular requirement.
Thank you. Councilmember Dewey.
I agree with Councilmember Sears and Councilmember Gibbons. I think this is good. These folks were very adamant about it. It was the first thing they said, and I'm glad that we're able to do this.
Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I want to ditto what Bob said, because it seems ridiculous to me. For some reason, we got on this bandwagon of having 6-foot-high cementitious fences that were beige in tone. And, you know, to me, the best fence is one that the two neighbors can agree on. And the process should start there, with the two parties who are most impacted coming together, and council can weigh in if they can't come up to make a decision. But it's just foolish for us to continue to try and determine what everybody's fence should look like.
Thank you. All right, any other questions or comments? All right, all in favor of the amendment regarding the fence, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. All right, that motion passes. All right, are there any other questions on or comments on the resolution as amended? Okay, all right. Then roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Okay, yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 109-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution approving a 1-year extension to the approval of Ordinance 10627, granting a special use permit and site plan approval for motor vehicle sales at 10230 and 10240 Manchester Road.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Kind of interesting that this resolution comes right up, because this is one where the neighbors and the dealer got together and decided on what fence worked for both. So
that was sweet.
Very good thing. So any questions or comments on this resolution? All right, seeing none, a roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 110-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution amending the contract with Krupp Construction by increasing the contract amount by $10,000 for a not-to-exceed amount of $354,616.09, to finalize improvements with the East Monroe Avenue resurfacing project and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
We got a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on this? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 111, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution amending the contract with Krupp Construction by increasing the contract amount by $50,000, which includes a contingency of $4,602.37. For a not to exceed amount of $404,616.09 for the painting of the raised intersection at Taylor Avenue and East Monroe Avenue, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Or Russ or Bill, would you like to just really briefly explain exactly what this is for and what it's doing?
I can give a shot at it, and if Bill wants to add or amend, he certainly may. This is really a treatment of the intersection that was just completed. It's a raised intersection that is designed to markedly slow traffic through that intersection, because there will be an increased amount of pedestrian traffic as a result of the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. One of the aspects of this raised intersection is to have an artistic painted treatment to the center of the intersection, which will make it stand out even more than if it were just left blank or painted black or something along those lines. A raised intersection needs to be seen, and it needs to be effectively seen in order to be effective for its purpose of keeping pedestrians as safe as possible. This painted aspect of the center of the intersection is actually an artistic aspect that was approved through the Arts Commission mm-hmm. of Kirkwood, and they recommended this treatment as being complementary to the overall arts corridor aspect that is being created with the Performing Arts Center.
All right, thank you. Do we have any council comments or questions on this? I'm going to go on this. Councilmember, do you have your hand up? I don't think so. Councilmember Zimmer, do you have your hand up? It's up to you, man.
Yes, this $50,000 for this painted intersection seems fairly expensive, especially with our reduced revenues. Where is the $50,000? What fund is that coming out of?
It's proposed out of the Capital Improvement Fund as a result of savings and other projects.
My only concern is the cost right now. I don't know if this is something that we can delay until next year, just because $50,000 for just painting one intersection seems a bit high. So,
well, it's more than just painting. I just want to clarify, this is an artistic treatment to the intersection that makes it stand out more than a standard painted intersection. The intent is to really have people notice and be wowed by the treatment there, so they understand that this is a different area of Kirkwood that they're driving in. It is not, you know, a standard intersection. You got to slow down before you go over it and things along those lines. I think one of the reasons that it comes in at 43,000, we did bid it, and it comes in at 43,000 because of the aspects. It's very colorful, and it's a different type of treatment than what you would normally see on streets. And Bill could add to that, because he was involved in bidding it and so forth.
One of the things is the material that we're using gives us a life of 3 to 5 years. So it is a different type of material. It's what we used on the intersections here on Kirkwood Road, the red brick pattern. It's that type of material. We did look at another type of material you've heard about before, MMA, and the price almost doubled with the cost of MMA. And so that's why we've selected this for longer lasting. We could go with another material, which at a reduced cost, but would probably only last, you know, a year or two, or have to be refreshed every single year.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Russ.
Who else had a hand up to speak? Ms. Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, Bill touched on it. The durability was the issue for me. Bill, what's the life expectancy on the MMA?
Life expectancy is still about the 3 to 5 year also, but the material itself is it's a two-part compound, and the labor on it is much more expensive also. The material is more expensive, and the labor to install it is much more expensive also.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? I saw Councilmember Gibbons.
I think it's too much. We just increased the property tax of our residents, and going back and telling them that we're going to spend $50,000 on painting an intersection, in my opinion, doesn't go over very well. I certainly want safety to be considered, but I just don't think that painting it to be safe has to cost this kind of money.
All right. Councilmember
Sears, you have your hand up. That was just related to the durability. I was concerned about it will last so long, but how long before, if it's going to be some kind of artwork, how long before it's got treadmarks and things like that where we would want to refresh it, maybe earlier than its life? And if we do want to refresh it, how much are we talking about that ongoing kind of keeping it up to snuff?
Well, that's a little bit hard to decide to answer, only because of the wear. You know, we don't know where the wear marks will be on the artwork. Okay, so it's a little bit hard to say, but I would say, you know, yeah, we would bring that material in house then, and we would be touching it up ourselves, so it would be a reduced cost, but the material we would have to have on hand. Yes.
Is that it, Councilmember Sears? Is that it,
yes.
Bob? Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask the question. If this was not at the Performing Arts Center, obviously we would not be doing this. What would we do to raise crosswalk at another intersection?
We would be doing
just the crosswalks. We would be painting the white bars and Continental Crosswalk. Now we're going to be having another one of these, okay? Yeah. Because we just finished design of the Geyer Road Doughty Ferry one, which calls for the whole intersection to be painted also, okay? Yeah. A red color. So, you know, this is something that has been suggested to us, and we're getting a pricing on that right now. So these raised intersections, there is a lot of places that put this street artwork on there. We did last year apply for a grant for $25,000, but we did not get that grant. So that was to defer that cost as much as possible. So this is, you know, this is going to be a council thing. In previous councils, they talked about painting intersections down Kirkwood Road and things of that nature. So now you know about what an intersection is going to cost to paint it if you want it to last. And so you're going to have to, well, that's why we bring these things to the council. Mm-hmm. It's your decision, at your discretion, but we have to bring these to the council because it goes over our budget limits.
Mm-hmm. Council member Wirtz.
One thing I just want to make a quick comment on
is, you know, we've sat in some of those consortiums for complete streets, and one of them was about artwork and incorporating it with biking, walking, and how to get more people on the street. And this is one of the easiest things they said that a city could do, because then it makes these intersections, they don't belong just to cars anymore. They belong to the community, who now has an input and who now recognizes that intersection is something special and unique. And it also then, obviously, for the safety aspect, causes cars to slow down because it's something new and unique. But again, it does kind of bring in more of, I guess, the community feel when you have bikers and walkers around there. I forget where I was going with that statement. But yeah, so that's kind of one of the things, you know, I know it seems kind of, well, why wouldn't we be spending art? But that is something that's been talked about on a national level of how to incorporate and get more people on the streets in other modes of transportation than their cars. And this is, I think, one of the easiest ways to do it. So that's my two cents.
Bill, can I ask one other question to Guy or Darty? They're totally red, you know, red. Is that what is being considered up there?
Yes. It would be the red street bond, similar to what we have on Kirkwood Road crossing, most likely.
Gotcha. And again, regarding cost, I would have to assume that this is more costly because it is an artistic pattern as opposed to just, not just, but I mean, just a single color. Would that be true?
That would be true, yes, because the labor to, actually, I think we've talked to a company out of Kansas City that actually can do, can spray apply the paint, the street bond paint, and where on the artwork, it would be hand applied.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I've got a thought here, and I talked to Russ about this. I mean, the reason we're doing this is because it's not the raised crosswalk, but all this is because it's at the Performing Arts Center. And taking, you know, $50,000 with the contingency out of the capital fund may be a little much. And Russ and I talked about this. My thought on it is because we're doing it because of the Performing Arts Center, we can fund it out of the Performing Arts Center budget, if that's more palatable to people. Then it doesn't take out of the capital fund. It's associated directly with the Performing Arts Center. Is that true, Russ? I know we talked about it.
Yes, absolutely. We can. Yes, absolutely, Mayor. We can do that. And I have the substitute account number if council would be interested in that in order to substitute the correct wording into the resolution.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and again, that's why I asked those questions about cost. I think I want to do this. I think we need to, but since we're doing it to fit in with the Performing Arts Center, I have no problem. It's probably maybe even more appropriate to fund it out of that. So, Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I know this doesn't apply to the Taylor Monroe intersection, but the Daugherty Ferry Guyer intersection, by just bearing the cost, the upcharge on using concrete, we can color the concrete and it'll last as long as the concrete's there. So we can avoid recoloring it every year, every 5 years.
Russ, would you? I'm going to at least put that on the floor. Could you read? Would you read what the amendment would be if we were to take it?
Yes. Yes. The basically in the whereas section, just before the now therefore.
Yep.
The words would say funds are available in account number 302-2001-600-75-03.
Someone like to make that number, motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
I would also, it says, I want to make sure that we're fully correct here. Project PR1911.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would someone make that motion?
I move to what he said.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? And I won't repeat what I said, but I will. I think since it's for the Performing Arts Center part of it, that's probably the best way to fund it without taking it out of the capital fund for other things. So, mm-hmm.
Hey, one question. How many colors are in that design? Do we know?
I would say there's at least six colors, Chris, would you say?
Yeah, there's three shades of blue and three shades of green and a black background.
Seven.
It's a neat painting, or it's a neat whatever, rendition.
All right. Any other questions or comments on that, Laurie?
Russ, can you repeat that project number?
Yes, it's a... I've got to put my readers on again, sorry. It's PR1911.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments on that motion? All right. All in favor of the motion to amend the account, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. All right, motion passes. So we now have an amended resolution 111-2020. Any further questions or comments?
I still think that this is just not the right time to do this.
Okay.
Until our revenues are in order.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
No.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
No.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
All right, resolution passes. Resolution 112-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of SSM Executive Health at the rates proposed in the proposal, copy of which is attached hereto and incorporated by reference herein, for police and fire medical services on an as-needed basis for a term of 5 years pending budgetary approval, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
So moved.
We got a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on the resolution? All right, seeing none, a roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. All right. We will go on to city council reports. Does anyone have anything to report? All right.
No, I would like to request that folks, if you haven't already, fill out your census.
Yes.
Yeah. It's critical.
And vote.
And vote. Absolutely.
However you got to vote, vote somehow.
Kirkwood is at an 82% completion rate.
Wow.
Great.
Excellent.
We beat our 110 numbers.
100% is excellent.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right. Thanks for that, Freddie. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have nothing at this time, Mayor.
And City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report, Mayor.
All right. City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm just going to report on the scheduled upcoming public hearings. The next one is October 15th, which is a request for a site plan for a 12-unit, four-story residential building on the combined properties of 134 and 138 West Madison Avenue. And then October 22nd, 2020, which is rescheduled from August 27th, 2020, is a request for a mixed-use development in the B2 zoning district, known as the James, formerly Kirkwood Flats, at 426 North Kirkwood Road. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all for the perseverance tonight, one of our longer meetings in the last year or so. Next meeting of the Kirkwood City Council is 2 weeks from tonight, October 15th at 7 p.m. It will be via Zoom like this. This meeting is adjourned.
Good night, everybody.
Night.